Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm happy to report new Star Wars figure season is here. I'm Adam Paulus, and stuff's starting to show up in here in the basement, so I can talk about some of it. The Star Wars Saga Legends figures for 2013 were the first figures to show up on my doorstep, so that's what we're going to look at today. This case of figures is available right now at entertainmentearth.com. I'm going to pull up the number so you can figure out what it is. I'm going to search on R4P17. Actually, you can just do that. Search on R4P17 at Entertainment Earth, and it'll come up right away. You get 8 different figures. There are 12 figures in the case, so you get a couple of duplicates. And I would dare say they're pretty good. If you've been following the news in Star Wars, Hasbro has decided it's now time to try making some lower-cost figures. And I tend to agree, because $10, $11, $12 for a 3¼-inch action figure, it's not that you're not getting your money's worth, but it would be nice if it was cheaper. And I'm extremely cheap, so I'm happy with this. The case includes a mix of figures that were most likely decided because originally there were going to be back-to-back releases of Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith in 3D this year before those were canceled. So this year's Star Wars marketing plan kind of shows that. If you look around, you'll notice some games that have been in development for a while have the red Revenge of the Sith logo, which seems kind of odd instead of one of the more generic logos. So it's clear they're moving toward a certain line look that is based on a thing that just didn't work out. The product, though, is still pretty neat. I'm actually rather fond of these because I love 1970s and 1980s style action figures, and these come really close. Each figure has 5 points of articulation, except for R4P17. There is no R2-D2 in this wave. And the Super Battle Droid only has 4 because he has no neck. He has a good head on his shoulders, but you know the joke. The figures are, I would say, worth picking up, especially if you don't have these characters. Or if you just want figures that can actually sit inside vehicles. Again, except for Yoda, these are all great because they can actually sit down. Most Jedi Knights have a kind of a skirt piece blocking their leg joints. So you can kind of get them to bend, but it bends the plastic a little bit. Or in some cases, it's hard enough where it doesn't really give at all. These ones just have a cut joint right in the middle, so you can just bend the legs and you get basically not quite a 90-degree angle, maybe 110-degree angle on some of them. A few you can get close to 90, like Anakin Skywalker. Each figure has great sculpting, really good, and pretty good deco. Anakin in the single-carded Saga Legends figure has his normal Jedi Knight eyes, but if you buy the Mission Series 2-pack with the 501st Legion Clone Trooper, that Anakin has the Sith eyes. And I know what you're saying is, I don't care, but I do because I collect variations, and these things are very important to me. It's different, and therefore notable. And you also have those cases sold separately. So Anakin has his lightsaber and his Revenge of the Sith costume. He fits perfectly in a vehicle, so if you get a Jedi Starfighter, just plop him right in there, and he's not going to put up a fight, and I'm real happy about that. He also goes well with the other figures in this wave, including Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi also has a Revenge of the Sith look. Same ability to sit. He holds a lightsaber in his right hand. It needs to be a little fidgeted because his robe gets kind of in the way. But the lightsaber deco looks really good, especially up close. The silver on the hilt looks great. The blue matches nicely on Anakin's saber. And the paint job's good. The skin color is also really good. Sometimes figures have a little bit of a translucent quality. Obi-Wan Kenobi does not. Mace Windu is also of the same ilk as Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is starting to feel repetitive, I'm sorry. But they're good. They all fit in their vehicles. They have a lightsaber. Mace Windu's skin's a little bit darker, and on mine, the eyes seem looking down in anger, because he's got a bit of a sour face on him. And it's perfect for, you know, fighting bad guys. If there was a Palpatine in here, I'm sure he'd whoop him real good, or just cut off his head or something. I know it wasn't in the movie, but Mace Windu should be able to cut off Palpatine's head, right? I mean, that's what we all really wanted to see. But we didn't, but because he's got to live for the next 3 movies, and ooh, continuity. But anyway, Mace Windu looks good. Purple lightsaber, everything you could want in a figure that needs to sit down. Obviously, he doesn't have wrist joints or anything like that, but none of these guys do. Yoda is the 4th and final Jedi in the wave. He has a lightsaber and no additional accessories, while all the other figures are basically posed similarly to the 1980s action figure line. The arms and legs are all straight, so they have a great center of gravity, and they balance really, really well. Yoda is in more of an action pose. One hand looks like it's outstretched to hold a cane, the other one's outstretched to hold a lightsaber. So he looks good. The green color is similar to the 1980 Yoda figure. A little bit darker, a little bit different, but I think longtime figure collecting fans will look at it and go, I think I know what they were going for here. He looks good. His arms, leg, and neck are poseable. The neck has a ball joint, so we can look up and down a little bit. All the other ones have swivel necks, so that's a notable thing on this figure. Just because his legs move, it's only for helping him stand. Because of the plastic robe, he can't sit because the robe doesn't have any give to it. Next up, we have clone troopers. There's an Attack of the Clones, plain white clone trooper, and a Revenge of the Sith shock trooper. It's basically the same mold with the same gun, with different deco and a different helmet. The plain white clone is a plain white clone. He stands well, he sits well, and if you could get a bunch of these to fill your various vehicles, you'd probably be pretty well off. The shock trooper is another shock trooper. He looks great. Red stripes are nice and clean. The red looks good. If you need another shock trooper, this is a good one. For dioramas and army building, I think these are great. And the super battle droid might be the best one they've ever done. It's not the most articulated. If that's what matters to you, you don't need these. But the pose is really good. The arms have sort of ball joints on... No, wait. The legs have ball joints on them, not the arms. The figure is not in front of me. It's over on the couch. And you can pop them off if you want. The arms swivel up and down. There's no neck. And he stands up really well. Most super battle droids have a pose that are not conducive to staying upright on a shelf without assistance. This one stands. That means a lot to me because I, you know, I'm an adult and my figures spend a lot of time standing up or being displayed or stored. So I don't really, it's not good to me if they can, well, okay, it's good to me if they fit in the vehicles, but I don't need them falling over. And that's why this wave is so exciting to me. The figure has a metallic silver body. There's a red dot on his chest, and his right arm is posed. So the forearm is rotated 90 degrees, so it's holding out his wrist to aim his blasters. And it looks great. It doesn't necessarily match the other ones very well. And if you've been collecting Super Battle Droids since 2002 like I have, it's going to be noticeable that they're all a little different. But this is probably my favorite. I'd love to buy more of this. I'll probably buy another two, three of these if I can. I think it's worth it. And rounding out the wave is R4P17, a brand new astromech droid mold. This is Obi-Wan Kenobi's astromech droid. It is the fourth action figure of him. The first few have had retractable third legs and articulated ankles. This one doesn't have any of that. It's only movable at the dome and the legs. It looks really good. It fits well into your droid socket. So if you have an ARC-170, a Y-Wing, an X-Wing, or other similar recent vehicles, he'll fit. In terms of size, he's similar to the 2010 vintage R2-D2, if you have that. So he's a smidgen smaller than some of the other recent astromechs. He looks great, the detail's really good, the paint's largely good. The back of the droid is unpainted white. That might be good for you customizers. And he stands up well. If you missed the Kamino Battle Pack a few years ago from 2011, this version of R4-P17 looks a lot like that version of R4-P17. It's a different mold, but the paint job is very similar. He's got a dark maroon head and some silver details on the dome. The body is white with some dark red. It's a good wave. I know some people aren't necessarily keen on prequel figures. I know some people aren't necessarily keen on figures from the 1980s. For me, this is just a bizarre, otherworldly mashup, and I hope Hasbro keeps doing them. I want to see trilogy figures, and Hasbro, if you're listening, what I really want is an Attack of the Clones Obi-Wan Kenobi to go in that new Jedi Starfighter you released earlier this year. I think it's a good wave. The case is a good way to get figures because you get some duplicates of some great ones. I think everybody's going to want an extra shock trooper and super battle droid and R4-P17 because you need more droids for your vehicles. Everybody needs more droids. I don't care if you have 150 droids. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I actually don't know. I haven't counted them. But I need more astromech droids. I'm always happy to see more, and I hope Hasbro repaints this mold many times, hopefully, as droids I don't already own, because I've got R4-P17. Actually, all these characters I've technically got, but the new figures are nice, and these are probably going to be the ones I play with. It's great that they invented Mace Windu a couple years ago with a full set of articulation, but this one stands up without me having to futz with the ankles, and that means a lot to me. It's like those battle packs last year. It's a good time. We had some in stock. They immediately sold out. We have more coming, so order yours. A case of 12 is only $74.99 at Entertainment Earth. Search on HSA3857A today. Also, if you're at Comic-Con, come and see us. We'll be at booth number 2343. I will be there when I can. I'm also going to be in meetings and shaking hands and kissing babies because I'm running for the president of Comic-Con. Vote for me, won't you? See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. I will most likely be back in 2 weeks, unless I can sneak in a bonus episode. Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.